Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today, Teddy and I wanted to talk about retreats. So whether it's a wellness retreat, a yoga retreat, a fitness or a surf retreat, there's a million of them.
Or even a day retreat.
Yeah. Teddy and I have been planning a few for the end of this year and then next year. So we wanted to talk about what we've learned about running retreats, which I think is really valuable if you are ready to start your own retreats. And also what you've learned attending retreats, because everybody goes home with some different insight and some different learnings about themselves.
Yeah, so maybe back up a little bit. And starting in 2017, we used to run something we called Self-Love Club, which was a women's circle. And then it kind of was born into retreats. So we did Oahu, Carpinteria, and then we do some workshops like on a monthly basis in LA, which we learned so much about people, yeah. So much about ourselves, so much about planning events. That's why we wanted to share some of our tips with you. Look at us. We're the sharing tip people this week.
Yeah, we are the retreat experts.
We are the retreat experts. And I've been on a million. Like in my 20s, it was never good timing because I feel like a lot of my friends were like getting married and doing like building their careers, and I wanted to play. Mm-hmm. Shocker.
Yeah.
So I would book these Billabong Girl surf trips, and I'd go to Costa Rica and Bali and Oahu, and I would go and I'd meet lifelong friends. Like a girl, Lauren, wants to come like stay with us next week, and we met her.
Yeah.
On a retreat.
Yeah.
So that's like one of the pros, not to jump ahead.
10 years ago.
But
what was the first retreat you went on? Do you remember?
I was nannying in Maui, and I met a surfer girl, and she invited me. She got my email and invited me to their Costa Rica retreat. So we went to Santa Teresa for a whole week, yoga and surfing and the best food. And that was actually a bunch of crazy people. I'm not friends with any of that group anymore. But for a minute, I was.
Yeah.
Or you stay acquaintances via social media and stuff like that.
That was a chapter, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, I was different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, sometimes you might be the crazy person on a trip. I just like to party a lot. But, I did Oahu after that, and I did that a couple times. I kind of
you brought me the second time.
Yeah, it was awesome. Who doesn't love healing and playing in Hawaii?
Yeah. I mean, the first one I went to in Oahu was major play. Uh-huh. We surfed every day, ate fresh food, explored the island, hiked, went to surf parties.
Yeah.
And I think that's the evolution of then what was I seeking? Like I was seeking adventure and escape and these experiences that I would not have created on my own. Mm-hmm. As an introvert, and I was just like having my like little bubble of safety and just like living day to day. I think retreats that are based on adventure are amazing to break your like everyday monotony of life.
I think too, it's like, I mean, a surf trip or a yoga retreat, it's like maybe your friends don't do that. So you don't have to like sit on the sidelines and not go because, and if you want to go.
Right.
It's like, you can't change your friends. You can invite them, but you also should be open to being like, okay, I'm going to go because this is what I want to do with my money and my time and my life. And like the, like you said about hanging out with like pro surfers, it's like, that wasn't who we hung out with in LA, but when we went to Oahu, we could do that. Like, yeah. It was super fun.
It's almost like your alter ego.
Yeah.
Even though you were, like, we're both connected to the ocean, but you're more of a surfer. I attempted at surfing, but I was just there for, like, the experience of it all. It was so thrilling.
Or when I went to Bali, I did surf, yoga, and photography.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Like, it gives you kind of like that privacy if you go with strangers too, to just be like, bring your camera and your photographer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't have to explain anything to anybody else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, really big life lessons learned on all trips. But
moving more into like the self-development retreats that we've both attended.
Yeah, different.
Like Kundalini yoga. We went to one in 2020 with Jennifer Marcuccini, who's a good mentor to the both of us. But that was more like dedication to yourself. So there's so many times during the day where you're practicing yoga, you're doing breath work and sound healing, taking, you know, meditative hikes and walks.
Eating Ayurvedic food.
Just like filling your body with so much nourishment that it actually gives you an opportunity to go inward and to have these deep conversations with yourself, you know, and that's another type of retreat people might be seeking.
And that's what we learned. We had the party version, and then we have the, like, go inward, you know, water for 4 days. And so we have kind of created the best of both worlds. So we have a retreat coming up in Stanley, which probably by the time this airs will be sold out, but maybe not. So check it out. There might be one spot left. But we're just doing something light, like a wine and food pairing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a party trip.
Right.
It's mostly about yoga and nature. It's called
Return to the Wild.
Return to the Wild. So that's special.
Yeah. So we're doing yoga, sound healing. Teddy's doing Kundalini every day. And then in Stanley, like, you probably don't even know where Stanley is.
Exactly.
Stanley, I know. But it's in the Sawtooth Mountains. So basically the mountains surround Stanley, and they look like, they're very jagged.
Yeah.
And
like
they're
a saw.
Like a saw. Just cut them up. But there's this beautiful blue turquoise water at the lake. And then all the aspen trees and all, just it's the most gorgeous setting. Mm. And it's crisp and fresh and rejuvenating, so it's really the perfect spot.
And only a 2-hour drive from Boise if you have to fly in for it. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And celebrities have been going there.
Yeah, it's crazy. So Jenna Aniston just posted, like,
no, Kristen Bell posted.
Oh, Kristen Bell posted. Her and Dax were there with Jenna Aniston, Courtney Cox,
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman. You know, all
Jimmy Fallon.
It's basically like a table of comedians, A-list comedians in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, wait. And so Jimmy Kimmel bought this resort with an investor up here. So anyways, if you want to be on trend, maybe check out our Idaho retreat.
Yeah, you'll love it for more reasons than one. I wanted to talk about the things I've learned running retreats, because I think it's really valuable to anybody, you know, listening who wants to run one. So now, you know, we're out, we're social, we're going to all these different events. I think it's really important to stay in contact with the people that you're meeting every day. Because just like you said, you were on vacation taking a surf lesson and, you know, this girl got your email.
She got
then
my email.
You went on, what, 5 trips with her? You were a repeat customer.
Gave her $10,000, pretty much.
Yeah, so it's really important to, like, when you connect with someone, get their info. And I don't think it's weird at all to be like DM them or text them, hey, it was great to meet you.
Definitely. Add them on Instagram.
Yeah. And then a really important one is, because there are so many different personalities, you know, everywhere, that you're going to have to really prepare your mind and body to meet any type of personality whenever you sign, when you have someone walk through the door of the retreat. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really nice to, or it should be, you know, you should be unbiased. You shouldn't make assumptions about people. You're there to hold space for them.
Yeah.
And so you have to remind yourself, like, what's one way you protect yourself, Teddy? Or prepare yourself, because, you know, you're giving for 3 days. Yeah. You're giving for a week.
I think it the best thing to do is run a retreat with somebody else so you can have breaks. And, like, use the breaks. Like, you need to go in your room and just be on your phone. Like, you can't be entertaining for days on end.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, anytime I went on a retreat, it's like you're seeking something and you need help. Like, you need a break. So it's like people do come in a little like jaggedy and rocky.
Yeah.
So it's like expect that. Mm-hmm. So running retreats isn't just like, oh, I want to make some money or travel. It's like you have to know people.
Yeah.
You have to have that nurturing teacher inside you that's you're like, okay, you yeah. know, Betsy's here and she's totally insane, but let's try to help calm her nervous system this week.
Right.
You know, like that's why she's here. She knows. Some people don't even know why they came. Mm-hmm. They just see it and they think, I need that. And they don't even know what kind of stuff could happen to them. Even in our 1 hour classes, that's been happening lately. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, maybe, I mean, I've been working out consistently lately with you too. And I think that's going to help us be much better teachers.
Right.
Like just having our mind and body straight. Do the work leading up to it to prepare yourself.
Right.
You know, yeah. like don't show up hungover to teach your retreat.
No.
Well, people, who knows?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
But like, I think, I mean, that's great advice. It's like find someone that you can facilitate a retreat with, because otherwise you'll experience like extreme burnout by mm-hmm. the end of the, you know, the time. And also because there are different personalities. So like, people gel with you and then people gel with me. This happened in Girl Powerful all the mm-hmm. time. And sometimes people don't want to leave you. So it is nice to be like, okay, now Sonia's doing the sound bath and you can go rest yeah. and you can go do whatever, but like to have certain boundaries. And then how you also, I want to touch on is like, as the facilitator, it's really important. This is one of my tips is to create a loving and unique space for people to feel comfortable and safe at all times, really. Because, like I said earlier, like you want everyone's going through something, mm-hmm. and you don't want to make assumptions about people. And you're there not to judge or not to define anybody. You're there just to hold this open space for them to experience.
Yeah.
What they need to experience.
And I think what you said about, like, when you're teaching, I don't need to take your class because that's, like, it's not about us.
Yeah.
Right? It's, right. like, that's the holding the space for the people that are there to heal and to learn. It's, like, I'm not going to be, like, oh, I'm doing vinyasa. Nobody talk to me. Like, that's a time I should be available to people if whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, if they yeah. don't even want to practice, too. I think that that's something, like, on a retreat, like, listen to yourself. It's, like, if you don't want to get up for the 6 a.m. hike, tap out and yeah. just kindly say, hey, I'll see you guys at breakfast.
That was one of my tips for things I've learned attending retreats.
Yeah.
Because, it's very different if you're running a retreat versus attending. Is I'm more of an introvert and I've become more extroverted with time.
Ooh, girl.
But I, like, going, thinking back, like, it's hard for me to, like, be in a whole room of people and just, like, talk and talk about nonsense. Like, that's just not me.
Well, not nonsense, but
small talk.
I think it's more like when people naturally will dump because they're processing.
Yeah.
And if you're in different stages of life than a lot of people, like we were so young being in these circles, like
yeah.
with all these moms that were in their 40s. And so it didn't correlate with us. We weren't like, oh yeah, I see you. I hear you.
Yeah.
We were like, oh my gosh, this is annoying. Like,
yeah.
They should love their kids, but we don't know what that's like to be a little yeah. frustrated. You know what I mean?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's just hard. Not hard for me. It used to be hard for me to be, like, if there's someone who's, like, seeking all this attention sure. and, like, doing, like, some weird belly dance. You know, like, you know,
yeah,
there's those
extra.
Extra. But that's okay if you're there, like, for space, like, you're on a retreat. Yep. If you're there for space and silence and connection with yourself, just communicate with the facilitator that you'd like to take a walk or have some alone time, because it's your retreat. And if they're a great facilitator, they'll honor that. Well, you need to take a break from the group.
That's a tip as well, is ask that. If you're going to book mm-hmm. a retreat, what's expected of me? Like, I love to shop in the afternoons. Am I going to have free time to go do that? Like, we are so open to that, but you have been on some that are actually very strict, and you're expected to be at every lesson. And so if that's not what you're wanting, is like a more intense workshop, then it's probably not the right time to go to that space. If you're wanting more of a leisurely yoga workout, hang out, meet new people, which is what we're kind of creating. There's a little bit of the yin and the yang. Party fun. Not party, but, you know, shop and hang. And then the healing experience as well as just nature. So then what else you got on the tip list?
Well, yeah, I mean, this conversation's bringing up, so I went on a retreat in Joshua Tree. It was Kundalini.
Oh, yeah, here's all your... I was like, where have you been on these things?
And it was the youngest, mm-hmm. and it was a bunch of moms and kind of like last chapter of life, like a pair of sisters who were in their 60s. And
yeah.
I was just kind of like, I really liked the facilitators, both of them, the cook, Luba, and Sashka.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway... So I was tired of doing the group circles and discussion because I wasn't learning from them. And I think that was a big thing. I wasn't learning from the women in my group. Like, I was just, you know, I wasn't connecting with anybody, honestly. So I was like, hey, I'm not going to do this circle talking about the circadian rhythm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go for a walk around mm-hmm. the property. Mm-hmm. I'd never been to Joshua Tree before. And so I did, and it was fine. And then it's interesting because it's like, it was fine with me and it was fine with the facilitators. But whenever we did our closing circle that night, one of the older women made a comment to me about leaving and how I'm like a loner, and it actually hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Well, that she should never have said that.
And I was like, okay, like you don't have to go on a retreat with someone that you know, and mm-hmm. I cannot talk about circadian rhythm with the group.
Yeah, I'm good.
Like, I need a minute to myself here. That's mm-hmm. why I came on the retreat. And I think that was interesting too, is like, as an attendee also, like, that's same advice. Like, don't make assumptions, don't judge people for what they're going through, because mm-hmm. we're all experiencing life differently.
Oh, yeah. Remember how I'd come home from some of my retreats saying, like, that was the most annoying person I've ever met?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of names. I'm trying not to say people's names, but... There was one lady I've been on about, like, around the world with, unfortunately. And it was just, like, wild. Like, a huge heart, but, like, just not my girl.
No, you know? Social awareness.
No social awareness. I would, like, try to sneak away to go, like, get chips and guacamole, and then she'd see you leaving, and she'd be like, Teddy! You know, like, stage 9 clinger stuff, which happens.
Yeah. But the good thing is, like, when you're on a great retreat.
Yeah.
And when you're fulfilled and you have this amazing up-leveling or download of info, or you're just, like, expanding your own self.
Mm-hmm.
I have an example. So, Teddy used to work at a school with some of the meanest women I've ever heard of.
The teachers or the parents?
The teachers.
So mean.
They were so catty and for no reason.
I know. It's horrible.
Our friend was thrown, was a teacher, a baby shower. And I was there. And you were in Ojai on a retreat having the most beautiful experience.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm going to try to make it if I can come back on Sunday, because mm-hmm. it was on Sunday. And you did. And when I walked in there, like, no one said hi to me. Everyone was super, like, cliquish. And I was like, okay. Yeah. Like, I felt like I wasn't even allowed to be there.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to come.
No, I knew.
But you wanted to show up for our friend who was having the baby.
Well, I think I essentially was part of the planning party. So I sure as shit should have been there. But then, I didn't want to.
But you didn't want to because of the energy that these people give off. Mm-hmm. And you had just, you're like, if I walk in there, it's going to ruin my experience. And that's basically what happened. Yeah. So the party was going on. You were coming late from the retreat. You were like, you had the best energy. You were wearing all white.
Yeah,
like, you
looked vibing.
Like an angel.
I was vibing.
And you walked in and then you walked out.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm not doing this.
No way. I said hi to like the baby mama outside.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I'm not doing this.
No,
these
not with all,
suck.
All these energy vampires yeah. that are mean.
Yeah. And it's a baby shower.
And it's a baby shower. I should be loving and happy. But anyway, so there's really great experiences where you can learn. And when you come back, you're like, you're a different person mm-hmm. energetically because you've done so much work for yourself. You
oh, yeah.
realize what, you know, situations you want to be in and what situations you don't.
I think that's like the biggest thing having this convo is there's really no right or wrong way to retreat if you're being like honest with yourself. Because we've been on retreats where people tap out early. It's too much for them. They go home. That's great.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
On our Carpinteria one where we led it,
mm-hmm.
people bounced. Sunday yeah. night, no one was really interested in the fourth night.
Yeah.
People were like, I want to go home
yeah.
or I miss my boyfriend or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then that one lady worked at Netflix and wanted, like, couldn't handle all the yoga. Like,
yeah.
she was just like, I got to go process this in private, not in a group setting of strangers.
Yeah.
So. Again, no right or wrong way to have a retreat or express yourself at one or leave if it's uncomfortable. Or we typically like to stay an extra day or so and then do the town we're in and hang out with the couple people that you bonded with.
Yeah.
Like leaving space at the end or before is always kind of something I like to do.
Yeah, for sure. A buffer so you have that time.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, so this September, we have a retreat in Stanley, Idaho. I know there was one room available as of yesterday, so check it out if it's, you know, DM us. If it's sold out, we're doing a Jackson Hole retreat
what?
At the beginning of 2024. It's going to be amazing. It'll be yoga, sound healing, but then really cool excursions.
Like
dog
sledding.
And then there's hot springs outside of Jackson Hole.
And this is the kind of thing that you could come a day or two early and ski.
Yeah.
Or do it after the trip because we're not hosting ski. We're not going to be coaching you on that because we can barely do it.
Yeah. And then
this
if you're
not yoga.
If you're not cold weather adventure, you can come to Oahu. That will be the spring of 2024. And just get in groove with us. We're creating, you know, healing spaces that also have elements of fun because
and
that's who we are.
We're just real.
Yeah.
If you can't tell.
Yeah. But all the info is on my website, just so you know. It's meditateintoit.com. I have everything linked there, so you can find that information. You can also send us your DM us or send us your email. Sign up for the email list to catch all the offerings we're going to be providing starting now.
Was that your whole tip list?
Yes.
Okay, well, one more tip is... book a retreat, even if it's not with us. Go find something to expand your mind this year. I even had a meeting with my broker yesterday, and he's like, everyone always in business encourages go to like a business meeting or go to like a business retreat conference. And he's like, I highly recommend going to personal development stuff. You'll come back with three new things to add to your life, and that's way more valuable than learning how to time block in a conference. So thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye. Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.